Wisconsin's lieutenant governor sees an administration in Washington forging ahead no matter the conditions, proposing massive tax cuts and massive defense and security spending. Barbara Lawton says there's not much hope for more money from the feds.
As we have more states than ever before in serious budget crises, the federal government does not seem inclined to step in and help at this moment.
Lawton says the Bush administration message came through loud and clear. Defense Secretary Dick Cheney told lieutenant governors, "Might is right when it comes to Iraq." Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge told the state leaders the terror risk level will go from orange to red when the U.S. goes to war with Iraq. And he told them, "We will go to war." Lieutenant Governor Lawton calls those messages inflammatory. They are words and potential deeds she worries do not mesh with the needs of Wisconsin right now.
As we struggle here and we will see the face of a fiscal crisis on our children and the people who live around us, one of the points that we were making to them in Washington, D.C. is these numbers are not abstractions for us. We see them where we live. And it is very difficult for us to feel the same sense of urgency about homeland security that one might in Washington, D.C. or New York.
Still, Lieutenant Governor Lawton says Wisconsin will get a portion of the $3.5 billion federal dollars earmarked for homeland security. She says our state is and will be better prepared. Barbara Lawton says these are historically difficult times for Wisconsin, Washington, and the world.
These are daunting circumstances in which to govern.
Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.